Brad Hardy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie Peterson. Don't forget, online tomorrow you can bid and get me a belated birthday present.
I will. I won't tell you what I'm going to get. I'll reveal all tomorrow once I've bid. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me, my friend. A few of the numbers of the dominoes started to drop today, as we thought they may. There was a bit of pressure coming on, you know, from Devin Smith and his connections to get the job done at Essendon. That came away, which is good. Jake Lever. Mate, you've got to be, you and I, we like to think we're pretty clever. You've got to be either launching the next space shuttle or be at the next meeting of Mensa to keep up with some of these. They're that complex, it's unbelievable. They're trading first-round picks this year, next year. I worry about it. I really do. I mean, it's a little bit like back-ending contracts, you know, so eventually it catches up with you.
So for Jake Lever, I think it was pick 35 and the 2018 third-round pick have been traded to Melbourne in exchange for pick 10, a 2018 first-round pick and a 2018 fourth-round pick.
Exactly. So it is weird, isn't it? You know, and a lot of people have been that I've run into around the place saying, what are Hawthorn doing? Well, they can't do anything because they done something similar last year, you know, with Amira and these sort of guys coming into the club, and their first choice this year was going to be 33, and it's gone now because Impey, they've gone and got him from Paul Power, and they don't get a pick until 40-odd now, you know. So, yeah, I'm not sure it's really good dukes if you're trading future picks. I know it's done in the NBL and the NFL and the NBA over in America, but, yeah, I'm not a fan, mate, but we'll just have to wait and see. But at least a couple of them have fallen now, and we've still got just under a week to go, and I dare say there'll be a fair bit of posturing and juggling done over the weekend, and going into next week, mate, I think there'll be a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Now, the international rules squad has been named today. The only docker or eagle is Nat Fyfe. Is that right, Brad?
Yeah, that's disappointing. Now, there is a prerequisite that you have to be a past or present All-Australian. I don't know his circumstances. I also would have thought Elliot Yeo would have been ideal for this game, you know, because, you know, he's robust and he's fast and he's powerful and, you know, he's All-Australian this year. He won the Club Champion Awards, and there's a few others probably playing for Fremantle and West Coast alike, but maybe even Andrew Gaff, you know. These sort of guys you thought would have come into their own, but there's about nine debutants. Amazing how Gary Ablett couldn't play for the Gold Coast Suns, but he could play for Australia, which was interesting. And there'll be one test over there in Adelaide, the Adelaide Oval, which will be fantastic. It'll probably be a sellout, you'd suggest, because of Australia playing there and being on the Adelaide Oval, and one where you're going to be, mate, and I'm sure you might get a berth to go along, because it'll be the last ever sort of, AFL-type game at the main stadium. Yeah. So that's something we've got to look forward to.
Yeah, we certainly do. And how good's this? Tony Lockett's been inducted into the Sport Australia Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I mean, he's sort of just continuing to make his way back into the public profile, isn't he? You know, by coming out, you didn't really hear much about Plugger for too often, and, you know, he's back at the Swans, and he's starting to re-migrate with the human race, which is good. He's probably, I think he's a couple of years shy of me, so he's probably 53, and he'll be the youngest member of Aussie Rules footballers that have been in there. You know, we've had Nipper Truscott way, way back, Barry Cable, Polly Farmer, those sort of guys. And probably the more younger guys, if you can put it that way, would be the likes of Lee Matthews, Kevin Bartlett. They're sort of in their 60s, you know. So you do have to really, really earn your stripes to get into the Sport of Australia Hall of Fame. And well done to Plugger, fully deserved, because he's the leading goal kicker of VFL, AFL history, and I hope he embraces it, and I think he is, and just continues, as I say, his endeavours to get back on with a bit of public profile.
And Brad, as a young boy as I was growing up in Sydney when he retired, I remember this vividly. There's only one Tony Lockett. Now, I reckon when there's a little bit of a theme song about yourself, you know you've made it, Brad.
You know you've made it, that's right, and as I say, he's become far more pleasant. He's become far more media savvy. A long way away, many, many moons ago, when Eddie Maguire was just a roving reporting jock for a television station in Melbourne, he was throwing his crutches at him, remember?
Wouldn't do that these days.
Bit, he's calmed down a little bit, which is good.
Good
and,
on you.
Just quickly, obviously, Tim Cahill's coming out and blasting the media about the reports on Ange, but Ange could have stuffed it out, couldn't he, by just telling everybody what he's doing?
Yeah, he could have done that, and I mean, the question should be asked. We're not there yet. We're not there yet, Ange.
No, and it sounds as though even if we do get there, he's not going to be there himself, so I mean, but you can certainly right the wrong one. Well, it's not wrong, but I'm just saying, come out, clear the air, and say, no, it's absolute furphy, or it's, yeah, that's the way I'm going to do it. And, yeah, then everybody knows and we can all move on.
Absolutely. Good on you, Brad. Chat tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, pal.